Welcome to Good TV today, and welcome to our series. We're teaching on sonship and identity.
欢迎大家收看我们好消息电视台。我们这一次这个系列谈到的是儿子的身份。
Today's teaching is called Jesus, the Pattern Son.
今天这一堂我们要谈到的是耶稣是我们儿子的榜样。
I want to read to you from the book of John, chapter 13.
我们一起来看圣经里面的约翰福音第十三章。
In verse 3 and 4,
在第三节第十
It says, Jesus knew his father had given all things into his hands. He'd come from God. He was going to God. He rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, girded himself, poured water in a basin, began to wash the disciples' feet and wash them with the towel.
从第三节开始，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
What Jesus did was extraordinary to the people in that event.
对于在当时候的这些犹太人来讲，耶稣的那个举止是非常的不寻常。
In the culture of that day, no one touched someone's feet.
因为在当时候，没有一个人可以去摸别人的脚。
They would provide, or the host would provide, a basin of water to wash the feet.
一般是由主人，他们会准备好水盆，然后让客人自己洗脚。
No one touches your feet, you wash your own feet.
所以没有人会帮你洗脚，是他们自己洗脚。
So for Jesus to do what he did, to wash the disciples' feet,
所以以耶稣来讲，他亲自的作为一个老师，亲自洗这个门徒的脚。
He was demonstrating what the nature of the kingdom of God is.
他完全就是显明了神的国是什么模样。
That God's kingdom is a kingdom where greatness is revealed by the willingness to serve and meet the needs of others.
也就是在神国的文化里头，是一个就是非常有显赫地位的人，他们这样的人会愿意谦卑自己来服侍别人。
So the disciples reacted to him.
因此我们看到门徒就有所反应。
They were uncomfortable with him doing such a thing.
第一个就是他们非常不舒服，不愿意接受这样的服侍。
And Jesus said this.
所以我们看主耶稣说。
In verse 13 and through to 15.
从第十三节开始。
It said, you call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for that's who I am.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
Jesus was confident and fully in understanding of his identity as the Son.
这一句话看得出来，主耶稣非常清楚知道他是谁，他的身份是神的儿子。
His identity did not depend on the opinions of people.
他的身份完全不是取决于别人对他的看法。
It was established by the Word and Spirit of God.
他完全是把他的身份建造在神的话、神的灵上面。
He said, I know where I came from, I know where I'm going, I know who I am.
就在前面读的经文讲说，我知道我从哪里来，我也知道我要往哪里去，我知道我是谁。
He said, you call me Lord, and what you say is correct.
所以他在后面他才会讲说，你们称呼我是夫子，是主，你们
说的没错。But if I, your Lord and teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
所以他说，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Notice what Jesus says. He uses the word example.
所以在这地方看到榜样这个字。
I have set an example.
他说，我给你们做了榜样。
An example is a pattern.
一个榜样，它就是一个模式、模范。
It's something that you would copy.
是一个你会去效法的一个。
It's the originally that you'd make a copy from.
就是有一个原版的东西，然后你去模仿。
It's the model you choose to become like.
是一个你要选择去效法的一个榜样。
So Jesus is demonstrating what a son behaves like.
所以这个地方，耶稣他就是在示范给我们看一个儿子要做什么。
He said, "If I, your Lord, have washed your feet, you ought to do also."
所以十四节他说，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，我既然洗你们的脚，你们也要这么做。
Now he's not saying we should go and wash one another's feet. That was peculiar to the culture of that day.
他今天会讲说，你们这样子去洗脚，其实因为那个动作对当时候的文化来讲是很不寻常的。
The significance of it is it demonstrated the heart of a servant.
他不是真的叫他们以后要去洗脚，而是他要去讲到说这一个动作，他背后的一个心态是仆人。
No matter what role, status, position, popularity we may have,
他强调的是我们不管在我们自己的身份地位，就是我们的地位是什么，我们所站的位置是什么。
The heart of the Son of God is to serve his Father.
一个神儿子真正内心的一个动机就是我们要愿意随时去服务别人。
In another place, Jesus said, I do what I see my Father doing.
因为主耶稣他之前有讲到说，我所做的是我看到我的父在做。
So the heart of God is a servant heart.
所以我们就看到父神的一个心，它就是一个什么？一个仆人的心。
It's not full of pride or self-importance, but full of humility.
一个为父的心，它不是骄傲，或者是好像就是以自我为中心，它乃是一个谦卑的心。
Washing the feet meant reaching into the deepest need of a person's life and helping them by serving them.
所谓的洗脚，它在表示的是说，是一个愿意去帮助人，愿意看到别人内心深处的需要，然后去满足他们的需求。
So Jesus is the pattern or model son.
所以耶稣他就是我所谓的一个儿子的一个榜样。
We need to not just hear teaching, we need to see the teaching lived out.
所以我们不能只是把眼目放在耶稣的教导上面，而是应该看到他教导背后里面要传递的。
So we saw in Exodus, God declared his name or revealed who he is by telling Moses.
我们在前面几堂我们有看到神他自己向摩西透过说的方式讲到他是什么样的神。
But in the New Testament, God manifests his name, reveals his nature through the person of Jesus Christ.
但是到了新约我们看到神他就选择差派他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，然后透过他的儿子活出他所说的。
Now, the Bible tells us,
我们从圣经看到
that God is shaping us to be sons.
就是神他在塑造我们要有他儿子的这样的模样。
So this applies both to men and women. This is not about gender. This is about the relationship between God and man.
那我要强调的是这个我们所谓的儿子，他强调的不是性别，地上的性别，而是一个身份。
We read in Romans chapter 8, verse 29,
在罗马书的第八章第二十九节
those who God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So God had knowledge of you before you ever came into this world.
换句话说，神他在你还没有出生之前就已经认识你。
The Bible said he chose you.
圣经他说是他已经预先拣选你。
And he had a destiny for you.
而且对你有命定。
The destiny that he has for us is not just all the things we do.
他对我们的命定不是在于我们要去做哪些事情。
The destiny he has for each of us.
他对我们每一个人的命定。
Is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
最主要就是要能够转化成为像他的儿子耶稣基督。
So we will have many ways and facets we express the life of God.
因此，我们是透过不同的一个方式来展现出这样的一个。
But God wants to mature and grow us to become sons like Jesus Christ.
所以这一节就告诉我们，神希望我们都能够转化有他儿子耶稣基督的样式。
God's plan is to conform us.
所以神的计划就是要来转化我们。
That means a total transformation from the inside.Inside out.
那也，我们用中文可以用另外一个字来讲，就是一个蜕变，从一个模式，然后完全的变换成另外一个样式。
What will we become like?
那我们要成为什么样子呢？
When the world puts pressure on us,
当这个世界给我们不同压力，
it tries to make us all the same.
想要让我们跟着潮流走。
Look the same, speak the same, behave the same.
想要让我们变成像机器人，说的也一样，想的也一样。
But God values our uniqueness.
但是神非常看重我们每一个人的独特性。
So when it says conforming us to the image of Jesus Christ,
所以当圣经里面讲说，要我们能够效法他儿子的模样。
It is conforming us or shaping us so we develop the same nature, the same values, the same life.That Jesus Christ reflected.
神的心意乃是要让我们从内心里头，是我们能够有像耶稣基督一样的生命，有那样的一个样式，还有动机、想法。
So for God to do this, we must cooperate with Him.
要达到这个目的，我们就必须跟神合作。
If we read in Romans 8 and verse 14,
我们如果再继续看罗马书八章十四节
，It said, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." The word used for son there is huios, meaning a mature, grown up, fully developed son.
在十四节这个地方所讲的儿子，他的希腊文所表示的是一个非常成熟、已经长大、非常生命健全、稳定的一个儿子。The
Bible tells us Jesus was the express image of the invisible God.
圣经也讲到，我们的主耶稣基督，他就是一个这个父神的一个完全的彰显。That
means he exactly represented by his life what God is like.
这意思就是说。 他完全的能够代表神的模样。And
the Bible tells us the key to this is the Holy Spirit's work in our life.
然后刚才的一节经文就讲到，整个的关键就是要接受神的灵的引导。It
says, "For we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit that places us into sonship, so we can call for God, Daddy."
十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
And the Spirit bears witness with our spirit, we are children of God.
16节，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And if we are children, then also we are heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If we suffer with him, then we may be glorified with him.
既是儿女，便是后赐，就是神的后赐，和基督同作后赐。
So when you're born again, you're a child of God.
所以当你重生得救，你就成了神的儿女。
There's a difference between a child and a fully developed son.
一个所谓做神的儿女跟一个完全长大成熟的儿子不太一样。
The word child there is the word technon, meaning just a little child.
所以16节讲到的那个儿女讲到是小孩。
It means someone who's a young child in need of training and developing and maturing.
所以16节、17节那个儿女讲到的都是一个还没有长大成熟，还继续需要教养的一个小孩子。
So a young child is an heir of the father's inheritance.
所以才会17节讲说这个小孩他一定是这个父亲的一个后赐。
But he can't fully receive that inheritance unless he matures.
但是他必须要什么完全长大成熟，才有资格，才有办法去继承他的产业。And
it said, "We are joint heirs with Christ if we also suffer with Him."
所以他就讲到说，我们如果和基督一同受苦，也就能够跟基督一同继承这个产业。What
that means is we must experience some of the same things in life that Jesus experienced, because that's how we are formed. Becoming mature sons.
那为什么会这么讲？是因为我们必须要去同样的跟这个基督一样，去经历到基督他在地上所受到的一些的苦难，我们才有办法真的是完全的被转化成熟，像基督。So
God is shaping us to become like Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到神他在我们身上的工作，就不断塑造我们像基督。To
become a mature son requires we learn how to surrender. To the Holy Spirit and be led by Him.
那要成为一个长大成熟的儿子，就必须要学会时时刻刻一生要委身降服于圣灵的引导。And
we find that God will honor those who submit to the growing process.
那我们也看到父神也会去尊荣那一些愿意降服于他带领的儿女。
John chapter 12.
这是在约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
And verse 26.
在26节。
In John 12 verse 26. Jesus says this, verse 25, he who loves his life will lose it. Whoever hates his life for this world and this world will keep it for eternal life. If any man serves me, let him follow me. Where I am, my servant will be also. And if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
25节，爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。 若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。Now
there are many people who are serving God in different kinds of ways.
我们知道有很，我们大家都在不同的领域上面服侍神。
But God doesn't want us to be just a servant.
但是神他的心意不是要我们好像就像奴仆一样。He
wants us to grow into sonship.
他真正目的是要我们更
So notice what Jesus says.
所以我们看耶稣他所说的。
And I puzzled about this for a very long time.
我其实过去长年以来一直都在想，他到底是想什么。
It seemed like it was the wrong way round.
因为感觉上好像他把次序就搞错了。
You start to follow Jesus, then you serve him.
因为他就讲说，你如果是要跟从耶稣，我们第一个想到是仆人。But
he puts it the other way round.
但是他刚好把它倒过来。And
what he means when he says, if we serve him, we should follow him.
他这个地方，主耶稣他讲说，如果你要服侍我，你要跟从我。
The word follow means to be on the same road as someone, to accompany them on a journey.
所谓的跟从, 它在原文的意思, 它的用法是讲到是一个你跟在他的旁边, 就好像是他的伙伴一样。
In other words, if we're going to serve Jesus,
换句话说, 如果我们要服侍耶稣,
which the Bible commands us to do,
那这也是圣经吩咐我们要做的,
we need also to follow him,
我们就应该要跟随他,
which means allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and form our life and character.
那个跟随的意思是要接受圣灵的一个引导和他的塑造的工作, 让我们越来越像基督。
It's a commitment to end being a self-centered, self-seeking, self-referenced person.
那也是一个，就是我们愿意委身，愿意舍下自己，放下我们自己个人的动机、自己的想法。
It's a commitment to embrace the lifestyle of Jesus.
而且是委身于，就是完全要效法耶稣的一个样式。
Not just doing things.
不是只有在做事情的外表,
but doing them from the right heart and attitude.
而是从内心有一个正确的一个动机心态来去做事。
It means putting on the values and the motivations of Jesus.
同样也是要把耶稣他做事的一切的动机跟价值观放在我们身上。
This is what they are.
那就想到这就是
humility.
这真正严格来讲就是谦卑。
Putting off pride and developing humility.
把所有个人的骄傲、自我中心全部放下。
Becoming a teachable person.
成为一个有受教心智的人。
Putting on servanthood.
真的是能够有一个奴仆的心智。
Developing the heart of a servant.
一个仆人的心智、仆人的动机。
Putting on honor, we learn to honor people.
然后也学会去尊重别人、尊荣别人。
And it also means to become submitted and under authority.
那同样也代表就是我们愿意去降服、去降服一个权柄。
And we're going to look at these things furthermore as we go through the study.
我们在后面的几堂课会更详细的来分享。
So Jesus said, if you serve me,
所以耶稣他说，如果你要服侍我，
then follow me,
就要跟从我。
Commit to my lifestyle,
你要委身于我的生活样式。
Allow the Holy Spirit to transform you inside,
让圣灵在你的里面去做这样转化。
From being a self-centered person,
不要再做一个自我中心的人。
Who's always looking for recognition and honor and position and what they can get.
那种人他不管到哪里去, 随时随地的想到的就是自己要被人肯定,
and learn to develop humility,
反而是要不断的谦卑,
a servant heart,
有一个仆人的心智,
learn how to honor people,
学会去尊重别人,
learn how to be subject to authority,
也学会怎么样降服于权柄之下。
And he said, if you do this,
所以耶稣他说, 如果你这么做,
he said, when I am, you will be also.
那这个时候, 不管我在哪里, 你也会在那里。
Meaning the intimacy I have with my Father, you will also have that.
那个所指的是, 耶稣和父神之间那种亲密的关系, 我们也同样就能享受。 那我的父亲也就会尊重你。
So we can do many things before men.
那这种时候我们就可以在人群当中做很多事情。
And people become impressed.
那很多人就会很有, 就是他们就会很有,
But God looks at why we do them.
因为他们就会想我们为什么愿意这么做。
What our motivation is.
他们会想我们的动机是什么。
How pure our heart is.
我们的心有多纯净。
And if we want the honor that God gives,
所以我们如果要真的是这样的去尊荣神,
we need to let the Holy Spirit shape our values.
就一定要让圣灵来去塑造我们这个人的价值核心,
shape our character,
来去塑造我们的品格,
so we grow into maturity.
才能够越来越成熟。
There are so many people in churches,
在教会现在有很多人,
and they remain immature.
一直都很不成熟。
They remain babies.
一直都像婴孩。
They won't grow.
他们没有办法长大。
They're in church for years but never grow.
在教会聚会多年一直都不长大。
That's not God's plan.
那不是神的旨意。
God's plan is you get into a cycle of growing.
神的旨意是让你能够进入这种成长的循环。
And you don't stagnate.
然后不是一直停滞不前。
You remain hungry and remain ever learning and receptive and you grow.
他希望看到你是不断的愿意学习新的事情，不断被更新，不断长大。
Are you perfect yet?
你很完美了吗？
Are you like Jesus yet?
你现在已经很像耶稣了吗？
Then you got some growing to do.
那如果你知道还没有，你就需要成长。
In the first letter of John,
在这个约翰一书,
he talks about little children.
他讲到小孩子。
Always need to know that God loves them, their sins are forgiven.
小孩子是什么？ 一天到晚都需要知道, 啊, 这个神爱他, 然后他的罪得赦免。
Then he talks about young men.
然后接下来他讲到青年人。
That's people who've grown up.
那那个是已经有稍微长大的。
He says they're strong.
他就说他们非常强壮。
The word of God is in them.
神的话在他们里面。
They've overcome the devil.
而且能够胜过魔鬼。
Where are you? Are you a little child or are you strong?
你要看自己的生命是婴孩还是青年人，是强壮的。
Then he says there's another level, fathers.
然后他又讲到还有另外一个层次是能够做父老。Fathers
are those who become intimate with God as a father.
那这个父老他也能够继续的跟神有保持像父子的关系。
And have matured when now they're investing their lives in others.
但是这个父老是他们的属灵生命成熟，已经能够投资在别人身上。
The church must break out of immaturity.
所以教会一定要脱离那样的一个不成熟。And
embrace God's desire for you to grow.
那能够完全的去怀抱神的那样的一个渴望。
Why are you stagnating?
你为什么停滞不前?
Why are you not changing?
为什么你没有改变?
What is holding you back?
是什么东西在这个来绑住你?
The clear plan of God is that we mature.
我们现在已经看到神的计划是要长大成熟。
So we don't remain children.
让我们不是一直就像婴孩。
Children are unable to receive all the inheritance of their parents.
婴孩没有办法来继承父母留给他的产业。
Even naturally, you know that.
即便是在我们这个一般的生活，我们都知道是这样。
If a child is a wealthy father,
就算这个有钱的爸爸，
the father dies,
他这个爸爸一旦过世了，
even though the child is the heir,
就即便这个小孩子他能够继承家产，
while he's so young and immature, he can't access the resources.
可是只要他还没有成年，还不成熟，就没有办法去得到那些使用那些财产。
So many Christians,
今天很多基督徒，
they want the power of God,
他们一直想要得到神的大能，
they want to manifest the life and power of God.
然后想要看到神的能力在他们的生命或透过他们彰显。
Not willing to grow up on the inside.
可是他们不愿意自己的生命长大成熟。
So we need to let God help us to grow.
所以我们一定要愿意让神在我们身上帮助我们长大。
And commit to that process.
而且我们愿意委身于这样的一个过程。
In John 17:4, at the end of his ministry,
这个耶稣他在约翰福音17章4节来到他事工的后面。
Notice what Jesus says.
我们看耶稣怎么说的。
Father, I have honored you.
他说：“父啊，我已经尊荣你了。”
I have finished the work you gave me to do.
我已经把你交给我的事都完成了。
So you notice in that statement there.
所以我们要看到这一句话。
The humility of Jesus.
是耶稣他的谦卑。
The servant heart of Jesus.
这是他的仆人的心智。
His desire to honor his father.
就是时时刻刻都要荣耀他的父亲。
And his submitting to the assignment his father gave him.
而且是完全委身致力于父亲委托他的事情。
That's what a son looks like.
儿子就是这样子。
So we want to explore this a little more.
所以我们要继续更进一步探讨。
Jesus modeled sonship.
我们前面讲到 这个耶稣他示范给我们他儿子的身份。
He is the model that we base our life on.
那是按照他的这个榜样，我们来学习。Don't
look at some Christian who fails.
你不要去看那些会让人失败跌倒的基督徒。And
then say, "Oh, that's it. I give up now."
然后就说，哎呀，他们这个样子算了。Don't
look at some leader that fails.
你也不要去看那些叫人失望的一些领袖。Don't
look at the lacks in the church.
不要去看到教会。
We're not called to model our lives on these people.
因为神没有说他们是我们的榜样。
We're called to model our life on Jesus Christ.
神说我们的榜样就是耶稣基督。
He is the pattern son.
他才是那个儿子的榜样。
He is the end point that we're aiming for.
他也是我们最终的目标。
So we find there's a principle in the Bible.
我们从圣经可以看到这个原则。
First, there's the natural, then there's the spiritual.
那这个原则可以用在我们的一般的这世上的生活还有属灵上面。
So things which are natural point us to things that spiritual.
所以在这个肉眼所看见的这些事情上，也可以运用在我们属灵上面。
I want to just talk with you about the principle of authority.
所以我们第一个先来看这个权柄的原则。
We look in Romans chapter 13.
我们来看罗马书第13章。
Let and verse 1.
第一节。
Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。Whoever
resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。Verse
4, for he is God's minister to you for good. If you do evil, be afraid. He does not bear the sword in vain. He's God's minister to execute wrath on him who practices evil.
第四节，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。若你若作恶，就当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是伸冤的，刑罚那作恶的。So
you must be subject not only because of the consequence of disobeying, but also for your conscience sake.
第五节，所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。
Let me share simple principles out of there.
从我们刚刚读的经文，我来讲一个简单原则。
Firstly, God is the source of all authority.
第一个，所有的权柄的源头都是神。
Authority, the right to rule and lead, is given by God.
所有权柄治理掌权的这些人都是神所设立的。
So number one, the source of all authority is God.
所以第一个，我们讲到所有的权柄的源头是神。
Number two, God delegates His authority to men and women in the earth.
第二个，是由神他来分配，他来。这个分派一些的这个不同的男生或男人或女人在地上执掌。
It says authorities are ordained by God. That means they're set in place, or God has arranged authorities in the earth.
所以在这地上，我们所看到这些执政掌权的人，他们都是有神的心意所指派的。
In the home, in the church,
在家里，在教会。
In the workplace,
在职场。
In government,
还有在政府。
Wherever we go, there is an authority God has positioned there.
不管我们到哪里去，都会看到有不同的执政掌权者。
And given them a function to perform.
那他们都有一定的功能要发挥。
So it tells us that those who God has put in position are ministers for our good.
所以在这个地方就讲到说，所有这些执政掌权做官的，他其实是要帮助我们能够去行善。
Or in other words, how you respond to authorities can bring God's blessing on you.Or bring consequences on you.
换句话说，你选择怎么样的来回应、反应这些执政掌权的人，你的选择可以为你带来祝福，或者是带来咒诅。
We're going to look at this further. Stay with us, won't you, and come back for the next part of this teaching.
我们休息一会，待会再继续的来讲这个部分。
Welcome back to our teaching on Jesus, the pattern or model son.
欢迎大家继续收看我们这一堂要分享的耶稣是我们儿子的榜样。
And we're looking at the teaching out of Romans chapter 13 about authority and our relationship to authority.
刚才我们看到的是罗马书十三章，然后特别告诉我们这个原则，就是神在这地上已经另地执政掌权的，我们要怎么样的顺服。
These are important principles upon which the kingdom of God or the order of God operates.
这些是神国的原则，要能够执掌在地上非常重要的一些。
Number one, the source of all authority is God Himself.
所以我们刚才讲到，地上所有的执政掌权者都是神所立定的。
Two, God delegates His authority to men and women.
第一个应该说，神是所有权柄的源头。第二就是，是由神他来立定所有这些权柄。
Authority is delegated by God to act as His representative to speak and act on His behalf.
这些执政掌权者是由神立定，然后是要按照神的心意，他能够来去执掌他的这些治理。
So authorities are appointed by God or ordained or set in place by God for a purpose.
所以整个权柄全部都是按照神的旨意来去立定的。
They are to represent His fatherhood.
最主要是要能够去彰显出神他是父亲
His governance,
然后也要能够来去这个彰显出神他的这个整个的治理他的治权
The scripture tells us that authorities are the ministers of God for our good.
所以我们刚才看到的这个经文就讲到说这些的权柄都是为了能够让我们 行善
So regardless of who the person is, how we relate to them determines how God can work with us.
所以估计先不管说他们到底是什么样的人，我们一定要先从圣经看到那个认知是这些执政掌权是神所立定的，然后我们的回应非常重要。
So the Bible says, let every soul be subject to higher authorities.
所以才会讲到说我们每一个人都要去顺服于那些做官的。
Now notice that's a command.
而且要注意到这是一个命令。
It's a command to every person.
是对每一个人的命令。
You are going to encounter authority in the home, in the workplace, the church, and in governance.
我们每一个人都会在家里头，在教会，在职场，在政府，我们都会面对不同权柄。
Your role is to be subject to them.
那神给我们的命令就是，我们的角色要是顺服。
The word be subject means to position yourself underneath.
所谓的顺服这个意思是说，我们愿意站在一个我们当有的位置，降服于他们。
It's a position of honoring.
那这个是一个尊荣
，a position of being able to be led，
尊荣上面的，然后顺服他们的带领
，a position of being teachable，
还有是一个受教的心态。
So wherever you find yourself，
所以不管你现在在哪里
，whoever God put over you，
那不管神在你上面放了什么样的
权柄 ，that person is appointed by God，
那你要知道那是神所立定的
，and God will use them to shape your life，
神就会使用他们塑造你的生命。
Your role is to be positioned rightly in relationship to them。
你的角色就是要好好的站在那个位置上面，然后去发挥。
Subject to the authorities God put in your life。
你要好好的顺服神放在你生命的那个权柄。
It said if you resist the authority。
所以他后面又讲到说，如果你抵挡。
The word resist means to arrange yourself against.
就是这个抵挡，就是说你不想接受他的权柄。
It means to speak against, be critical of.
那这个抵挡还有说，你可能用话语来抵挡。
To undermine.
或者是看清。
To resist openly or passively.
或者你不管是这个积极的或消极性的抵挡。
If you resist authority,
你一旦抵挡这个权柄，
you are resisting the hand of God trying to shape your life as a son.
那你就等于是在抗拒神使用这些人来塑造你作为一个神儿子的这个方式。
And you open your life to demonic activity and torment and troubles.
那你就把自己的生命敞开，让邪灵可以进来折磨你。
So Jesus understood if he was to advance the kingdom of his Father,
所以耶稣很清楚知道，他如果要在地上扩展神的国，
he needed to be subject to authority.
他必须要顺服于权柄。
And I want to show you the example of Jesus.
那我们要来看耶稣的榜样。
How he was subject to authority.
他是怎么样？
First naturally, then spiritually.
那我们要来看他在地上的顺服，以及在属灵上面的顺服。
So we read in Luke chapter 2.
我们来看路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
路加第二章。
Many of you be familiar with the story.
那应该很多人很熟悉这个故事。
Jesus is at the age of 12 years.
这个时候是耶稣他12岁了。
And his parents had taken him to Jerusalem.
然后他的父母把他带到耶路撒冷。
To celebrate the feast.
就是要去庆祝这个节期。
And when they left, Jesus remained behind.
那故事讲到他们父母都离开了，耶稣留下来。
It took them 3 days to find him, and they found him in the temple.
而且花了3天才找到耶稣。
Verse 46.
这是在第46节。
After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
过了3天就遇见他在殿里，坐在教室中间，一面听一面问，凡听见他的就稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。So
the culture of the day was a child was under tutors for up to 12 years.
所以在他们的文化当中，就是小孩子会一直在老师的当中一直学习到12岁。
And then at the age of 12 through the age of 30, he became apprenticed to his father to learn the trade.
从十二岁到三十岁之后，这个孩子就会成为他父亲的，像是一个学徒一样，一直跟他父亲学很多的工作技能。
So you notice Jesus shows humility.
所以我们第一个先看到是耶稣，他很谦卑。
He's sitting in the midst of the teachers, and he's listening to what they have to say, receiving, and also asking questions.
他坐在教室中间，一面听又一面问。
A son has a teachable heart, a humble heart.
一个做儿子的，他是有受教的心，谦卑的心。
But when his parents saw him, they were astonished.
但是他的父母看到了就很稀奇。
The mother said, "Why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been very anxious."
然后妈妈就直接跟他讲说，你为什么这样子呢？我们都很操心。
He just said, "Why did you seek me? Didn't you realize I needed to be about my father's business?"
所以耶稣他就回答，干嘛找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
But they didn't understand, and they insisted he return with them.
后面就讲到说，他们不明白他这个话的意思，所以这个耶稣就跟着父母离开了。
So Jesus understands.
所以耶稣他明白。
At the age of 12,
他到了12岁。
He is now to be apprenticed in the temple for the call of God on his life.
他就应该是要在圣殿里头去学习他天父来教导他的事情。
His parents disagreed with him.
但是他的父母不同意。
And called him to follow them back.
然后就要叫耶稣跟着他们一起回家。
And notice what it says, verse 51, he went down with them and became down to Jerusalem, to Nazareth and was subject to them.
51节，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺服他们。
Notice what it says. He was subject to them.
就看到顺从他们。
He yielded to them.
他降服他们。
Even though they got it wrong.
虽然他父母不明白。
He yielded to their direction.
他仍然顺从父母的命令。
He was subject to them.
他完全降服。
He treated them with honor.
是用尊重的态度。
And he responded to their direction.
而且回应父母的一个命令。
The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6.
那在以弗所书第6章。
That if you honor your parents.
讲到说你如果尊荣你的父母。
Life will go well for you.
你就会足享长寿。
So at 12, Jesus is subject to his natural parents.
所以在我们现在看到是这个耶稣顺从他的父母。
Notice what it says, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
然后52节就直接讲到耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Favor with God means God's pleased with him.
所以这种喜爱或恩宠就是神非常喜悦他。
Favor with men, people are open to him.
那所谓人对他的喜爱也是人就向他敞开。
Favor gives you access.
所谓的喜爱恩宠会给你这样的一个敞开的门。
Favor opens doors for you.
会为你开门。
Jesus increased in favor.
所以这个地方讲到整个的喜爱都一直加增。
He was growing.
所以换句话说，他一直在成长。
Everyone liked him.
每一个人都喜欢他。
Where does it tell it started?
那他是从哪边开始？
His attitude to his parents.
从他
Subject to them.
他顺从父母那个态度开始。
Let me share another example.
我们再来看另外一个榜样。
We find this one in Matthew chapter 3.
在马太福音第三章。
So instead of being in the temple training for the years between 12 and 30,
那这个耶稣他不是在圣，就是从十二岁到三十岁，他不是在圣殿学习。
Jesus serves as an apprentice to Joseph.
他这个时候他是来跟这个约瑟学习。
Learning to do carpentry.
学习当一个木匠。
Learning to run the family business.
然后学习去继承家里的产业。
Then he takes over the family business from Joseph when Joseph died.
那他就换句话说，等他父亲约瑟过世之后，他就能够继承家业了。
And he's leading a family business.
所以他就一直在做家庭的这个事业。
He is subject to his parents.
换句话说，他顺服他的父母。
Then when the age of 30 came,
但是到了三十岁
，we find Jesus in the book of Matthew.
我们就在马太福音看到。
It says verse 13.
这在十三节。
Jesus came from Galilee to John and Jordan to be baptized by him.
这时候耶稣三十岁，耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。
And John tried to stop him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. How come you're coming to me?"
约翰想要拦住他说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？
And Jesus answered him and said, "No, allow it to be so, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness."
耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
In other words, we need to do what is right in the eyes of God.
换句话说，我们应当按照神他所喜悦的方式，正确的方式来做。
So what is this all about?
这个讲的是什么？
Jesus is at the age when he will begin his ministry.
这个是耶稣已经满了三十，他要开始他的事工。
But in order to launch his ministry,
可是为了要展开他的事工，
Jesus became subject to the Father's representative.
他现在就降服于他要作为他父亲代言人的这个角色。
John was the ministry anointed by God, carrying a message for the hour.
然后在当时候呢，这一个好像神的代言人就是施洗约翰。
John was the voice of God into the nation.
在当时候，对于这个整个以色列民的一个神的代言人是约翰。
There were many other priests and ministries, but John carried the heart of God in that hour.
当然，在那个时候还有其他的祭司长，还有这些拉比，但是只有约翰他是完全有神当时的信息。
So notice Jesus honored John.
所以我们看到这个。
Jesus honored God's representative.
尊重神的代言人就是约翰。
And Jesus became subject to God's representative.
然后他这个耶稣他就降服于这一个神的代言人。
John was preaching the baptism of repentance from sin.
在当时候，约翰一直在传讲的是一个悔改的洗礼。
Jesus didn't need to repent of sin.
我们知道约这个耶稣他不需要悔改。
But what he did need to do was become subject or under the authority of someone anointed by God.Before his own ministry could be released,
他知道他当时所需要的不是悔改，乃是要在世人的面前让大家看到，在他展开事工之前，他愿意降服于神在这个地上所指派的一个权柄。
Again, Jesus demonstrates his sonship.
所以再一次，耶稣在这个地方展现出儿子的榜样，是尊荣人
，servant heart，
一个仆人的心智
，subject to authority，
顺服于权柄
，humility，
谦卑。
These things come through all of Jesus' ministry.
这些在耶稣的事工当中一直都看得到。
And notice how the Father rewards him.
然后我们看到父神的一个回应奖赏。
When he submitted to John's ministry,
当耶稣降服于这个约翰的事工
，the heaven opens up.
那整个天就开了。
The Father's blessing comes upon him.
父的这个祝福来到他身上。
Notice how God speaks to him.
我们来看父怎么说。
You're my beloved son. I love you deeply.
他就说你是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
I find great pleasure in you.
是我所喜悦，我深深爱你的。
And the Spirit of God came upon him.
这个时候圣灵来到他身上。
And from that point, he had access to his inheritance.
就这个时候，他完全可以接受继承他的产业了。
Access to all the Father's resources.
继承所有这一个父。父亲的源这些的资源
，everything he needed for his assignment，
他在这地上要完成的任务
，was now available to him。
他所需要的一切帮助，现在他都可以拿到。
For many people, they try and launch their ministry, launch their assignment。
我们在地上看到很多人就不断的要去展开他的一些的任务或者是他的事工。
But they won't become a son or serve any other ministry。
可是他们一开始他们不愿意去先有一个儿子的榜样降服于别人。
The result is they have to promote themselves。
所以最后都是很辛苦的要去提拔自己。
Jesus was subject to a ministry of his day。
但是耶稣他一开始就知道要去降服于他当时的权柄。
And he was empowered by the Holy Spirit.
然后最后圣灵就来给他力量。
So Jesus was subject to his natural parents.
所以耶稣他一开始也是降服于他地上的父母。
Jesus was subject to his father's representative.
他也顺从他在地上这个父亲。
Jesus was also subject to his father's training.
然后他也顺从于他父亲给他的训练。
Wow, Jesus had to be trained.
所以你想想看，就连耶稣都要接受训练。
In Luke 4 and verse 1, it says, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness.
这个是在路加福音的第四章第一节讲到说，这个圣灵带领耶稣到旷野。
For a season of testing and proving.
他是要接受一段时间的这个试探还有这个考验。
Because if you'd just been anointed, all you'd want to do is just run away and do some ministry.
今天以基督徒来讲，我们说啊，我们领受恩膏了，马上就要开始出去服
事。Jesus was subject to the Spirit of God.
但是耶稣是完全顺从这个神的灵。
Remember what we said, those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God.
我们前面有读到的经文就讲说，凡是接受圣灵引导的，他们就是神的儿子。
So Jesus faced pressure and temptations.
所以这个耶稣他在这试探的底下承受很大压力。
Went through a season of prayer and fasting.
但是他就进入一段时间禁食祷告。
Humbling himself and dependency upon his father.
完全就是谦卑自己，倚靠他的父神。
Engaging in intimacy with his father.
进入到与父神亲密的关系。
And then he experienced demonic attack on his life.
然后接下来他就面对到邪灵对他的攻击。
The demonic attack was to prove the quality of his commitment to his father.
而这个邪灵他试探的真正的目的就是要来去考验他是不是完全委身倚靠他的父神。
He was tempted to meet his own needs by using the power of God for his own purpose.
所以第一个考验就是要试探他是不是想要靠自己的力量然后来供应自己的需求。
He was tempted to bypass his father's mission and just receive his results straight away.
然后第二个考验就是看他是不是想要靠自己的力量不倚靠父神然后马上靠自己的力量得到所有一切的东西。
He was tempted to do something spectacular to get people's attention.
第三个考验就是是不是要倚靠自己的能力去行一些伟大的神迹让人对他印象深刻。
But he resisted all of these attempts.
但是这三个考验他都通过。
By the word of God.
全部是靠神的话。
In other words, he allowed his life to be subject to what God's word said, not feelings, circumstances, or demons.
换句话说，他选择让他这个生命当中遇到不同的境况试探的时候，不是依靠他自己的感情或想法，而是靠神的话。
When you're under temptation like that, you have no consciousness of the presence of God.
所以，如果你在遇到试探考验的时候，你去忽略到神的同在。
You must hold your rank and position.And hold on to what God has said and submit to it.
你一定要去记得，随时随地，你可能感受不到神的同在，却要用神的话不断的来提醒你，你的身份地位。
Notice in verse 14, it says Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit.
我们看到刚刚这一章的第十四节，耶稣满有圣灵的能力回到加利利。
And then finally, we see Jesus was subject to his father's assignment.
那最后我们也看到，耶稣他一直顺从于他的父神给他的任务。
In John 17, verse 4, I finished the work you gave me to do.
这就是在约翰福音的第十七章第四节，耶稣他讲说，你所托付我的，我都完成了。
In John 6, 38, I come not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
然后到了第六章三十八节，耶稣也讲说，我来不是做我自己的事情，乃是做那差我来者的工作。
So Jesus daily lent into his father in prayer.
所以耶稣他每一天他都是来到父亲。
And he lived out the principles of humility.
然后他整个生命展现出是谦卑。
Of servanthood.
一个仆人。
Of honor.
还有尊荣人。
And of being subject to his father's authority.
还有就是完全顺从他父亲的权柄。
In all of these things, he was the model son.
所以在所有这些事情上面，他就是我们儿子的榜样。
In Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through to 12,
在这个腓立比书二章八到十二节
it says Jesus humbled himself.
讲到说耶稣谦卑自己。
What that looks like is becoming obedient to Father's will and purpose.
那个谦卑的模样就怎么展现？就是完全降服于神的这个父神的旨意。
He humbled himself and became obedient even to death.
所以他降服到一个地步，乃至于死。
So God has.Raised him up,
以至于父神就让他复活
given him a name above every other name,
给他一个名是超乎万名之上
put great honor on him,
把一个极大的尊荣放在他身上
because he was subject and lived as a son to his father,
是因为他以一个儿子的身份完全顺从于他父亲的权柄
so sonship means a different kind of life,
所以这个儿子的身份对我们来讲是一个完全不同的生活方式
being a son is a life of humility, of servanthood, of honor, and of being subject to authorities.
这就是我们刚才讲到，作为一个要活出一个儿子的一个生活的形态，就是你要顺服，你要谦卑，你要有仆人的心智，完全顺从于你的父亲的权柄。
Look what Peter writes to us in 1 Peter 2 and verse 13.
第二章第十三节。
He says he's writing to the church, writing to believers.
这个地方是彼得写给教会。
Now submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to a king as supreme, or whether to governors or those sent by him for the punishment of evildoers or for the praise of those who do good.
你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
So you notice it's writing to us as believers, as children of God, and giving a clear directive to rightly relate to those who are in authority.
所以一定要记住，这个地方是写给教会，是写给基督徒，然后就告诉我们要怎么样的很清楚的知道，我们在这地上就是要顺服在地上的这些权柄。
And he says, verse 15, this is the will of God. You do this.
他说第十五节讲说你们要这么做。
You never have to pray about that. It's written in the Bible. This is the will of God.
而且清楚的讲到说你们根本祷告都不用祷告，这就是神的旨意了。
Properly relate to those in authority over you.
你一定要好好的，就是跟你的这个在地上的权柄有一个正确的一个连结关系。
And verse 17, honor all people, love the brethren, fear God, honor the king.
第十七节，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
So notice it says to honor all men.
所以他在讲到是尊敬所有人。
Mostly people will only honor those who they can get something from.
我们大部分人都只是尊敬那些我们可以占便宜去得到好处的人。
We tend to honor people that can help us some way.
或者是尊敬那些可以帮助我们的人。
And that becomes very manipulative.
那这种其实就是操控。
What is honor?
到底什么是尊荣？
Honor is a gift you give people.
一个尊荣尊敬是你给人一个礼物。
A gift that places value on them.
而且是把一个价值放在别人的身上。
Wherever Jesus went,
所以耶稣不管到哪里，
he honored people.
他都尊重别人。
He placed value on people.
他让人有价值，他看重人。
He was criticized for valuing people who didn't deserve it.
他而且他绝对不会去轻易的去论断人。
A son of God, a child of God.
作为神的儿女。
Learns to honor and value all people.
一定要学会尊荣每一个人。
Not just the ones who deserve it.
不是那个你觉得有资格的。
Not just the ones who can help us.
不是只有那些你可以帮助你的。
Not just the one who is over us.
不是只有那些在上面的。
But we value all people. We place honor on them.
尊重每一个人，看重他们。
The people who serve you.
包括那些服务你的。
People who help you.
那些帮助你的。
People in the marketplace.
在职场上，在市场里头的。
Our children, our spouse, we value them and honor them.
每一个人都要尊重他们。
That's how a child of God represents him.
神的儿女就该是如此。
Our father values people.
因为我们的父亲看重每一个人。
He honored us by sending his only son here.
他也尊敬我们，所以来派他的儿子来到地上。
If you want to grow as a son of God.
同样的，他就要我们能够成长像神的儿子。
To treat people differently.
第一个就要学会怎么样对别人的态度要有所改变。
Start to honor the dishonorable.
甚至是我们特别要去学习去看重那一些好像我们觉得没资格的人。
Those who don't deserve it.
你觉得那些没有资格不配的人。
If we're going to be a son, a child of the living God.
我们今天如果真的要成为真神的儿女。
We need to copy Jesus' example of serving.
我们一定要效法耶稣服事的那个样子。
In Colossians 3:23, it says, whatever you do,Do it from the heart as to the Lord, not to people.
哥罗西书的第三章第二十三节，他讲得很清楚，说你们所要做的事情，你们做仆人的，一定要是从内心开始就要去做。
So whatever role you have, whatever job you have, whatever task you have.
所以不管你的工作，你的角色是什么。
God is watching you.
你一定要知道神在看着你。
So do everything to please him.
所以你所做的每一件事情都是为了要取悦神。
Not just trying to please people and impress them.
不是为了要取悦人，好像让人就是这个对你印象深刻。
Jesus said becoming great in the kingdom.
所以耶稣他在国度里头成为伟大的。
He's being willing to serve people.
是因为他愿意服侍人。
In Matthew 20 and verse 26, he said, if you want to be great,
马太福音二十章二十六节讲到，你如果想要成为一个伟大的，你如果想要做高。
He didn't say anything against us wanting to be great.
耶稣他没有抵挡说你想要做高做大。
But he said, don't promote yourself.
但是他强调，他提醒的说，你不要提拔自己。
Rather, honor people and serve people.
你反而是要先去来尊荣别人，去帮助别人。
The one who serves people is great in the kingdom.
在神的国度里面，是服侍人的人才是做高做大的。
So honoring people is the way we demonstrate humility.
所以我们这一个服侍人，就是我们展现一个谦卑的方式。
Serving people is how we demonstrate humility.
那 服侍别人也是我们展现谦卑的方式。
And thirdly, be subject to authorities.
第三个，你就要顺从权柄。
Sons recognize those who are in authority.
一个做儿子的，他能够认得出生命中的权柄是谁。
They rightly relate to them.
而且有一个正当、恰当的一个态度。
They position themselves so they can receive correction and receive direction.
他们会把自己放在一个恰当的位置，能够随时来接受，愿意接受指正。
A son understands that people make mistakes.
做儿子的人也知道，人人都会犯错。
That people are immature.
他知道他们不成熟。
But you look past the immaturity.
但是能够跨过这一些的不成熟。
You look past the failures.
能够越过这一些的失败。
You are looking at the source God.
而且看到他们背后的源头就是神。
Knowing that if I will endure and suffer and walk through the situation.
然后就知道说，我如果能够忍受、跨过、胜过这个状况。
God who sees my heart will reward me openly.
那么这样的看到我内心的这位神，他最后一定会奖赏我。
So if you have the heart of a son.
所以如果你有儿子的心智。
You see past the limitations of people.
你就会去看到不去看到人们他们的有限。
And you see the hand of God waiting to promote you.
而能够看到神一直在等着要来提升你。
But God won't promote the proud.
那我们也会知道说神不会高举那些骄傲的。
Won't promote the unteachable.
不会高举那些不受教的。
Won't promote the one who's always offended.
神也不会去高举那些容易被得罪的。
Won't promote the one that's critical always of leaders.
神也不会去高举那些总是好像总是在批评论断领袖的。
He promotes the one who has the right heart attitude.
神乃是高举那些心态是正确的。
I've walked in my journey under many different leaders.
我自己个人，我在很多的状况之下，不同状况遇到很多领袖。
They were all imperfect in different ways.
那每一个领袖都在各种不同方面不完全。
In major ways.
那有一些他们有很大的一些的挫败。
But by rightly positioning myself.
但是当我愿意让我自己有一个正确的定位。那尊荣他们
，serving them，
服侍他们
，receiving and being teachable，
那也让自己受教
，submitting myself to their leadership and correction，
顺从他们的一个领导力
，God raised me up，
神最后就开始提升我
，I carried what they carried，
我最后身上也会领受他们的一些恩高
，I received what they had，
我也领受他们的恩赐能力
，It's a principle，
这都是一个原则
，Jesus modeled it，
耶稣活出来了。
Our decision is whether we will respond and follow His example.
我们一切就在于我们的选择，愿不愿意效法耶稣的榜样。
I'll finish with this.
最后我要提。
In 1 Peter 5:6.
在这个彼得前书。
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
在彼得前书的第五章第六节。
And in due season He will lift you up.
他讲说你们要自卑，然后伏在神的大能底下，时候到了，他就叫你们升高。
Is there some area you need to humble yourself?
你自己生命有没有哪一些需要谦卑？
Is there some area you need to become subject to an authority?
有没有一些需要去顺服权柄的
？Is there some area you need to serve?
有没有一些需要你去服侍的
？Is there someone you need to honor?
有没有一些人你需要去尊荣的
？Act like a son and do it.
活出一个儿子的榜样，开始去做吧。
God bless you.
愿神赐福你。